Montreal. A tentative deal has been reached with Villarreal and Unifor Council 4000 and Local 100 just hours before members were prepared to initiate job actions. This was announced in a news release by UNIFOR National in the early hours of July 12, 2022. Unifor National Secretary Treasurer, Lana Payne said, "From the beginning our bargaining committees felt the weight of their responsibility, to fight for the best deal for their members. They have done incredible work. They were tough and principled and they have proven that when we fight we can win for working people." A strike deadline for July 11, 2022 was announced last Thursday, in an effort to give the public ample notice and an opportunity to make alternative arrangements for travel. Rail services will continue, pending ratification votes. Fighting back against the concessions that VIA proposed wasn't easy, but the resolve, commitment and solidarity of our VIA Rail members, helped the bargaining committees to push forward and achieve this tentative agreement, said Scott Doherty, lead negotiator and executive assistant to the national president. "I want to thank our members and the traveling public for their patience and support, while we continue to negotiate past the strike deadline to achieve this agreement. Without them this deal would not have been possible." The news release indicated that details of the new contract will be released once a deal has been ratified by members. Unifor represents more than 2,000 maintenance workers, onboard service personnel, chefs, sales agents and customer service staff at Villarreal. Unifor is Canada's largest union in the private sector, representing 315,000 workers in every major area of the economy. The union advocates for all working people and their rights, fights for equality and social justice in Canada and abroad, and strives to create progressive change for a better future.